From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
And thank you for checking out the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you news, information, and today, a little sagging. We'll explain that a little later in the show. Sagging is in your pants. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Robert Smith, filling in today for Luke Burbank. It's Friday, October 26th. And if you've been keeping count, I am the third co-host of yours this week.
You're very popular. Well, either that or people don't like me. They just keep coming and going.
I promise to stay with you for the next hour at least.
I would like you to stay with me because you brought an incredible energy to our meeting this morning when we were discussing how to cover Halloween in not a trite, silly way.
Well, it's very difficult as a news person on Halloween because you just can't go as a pirate or as a sexy nurse. I mean, you have to bring the news to the table. You have to go as something newsy. And so we were talking about various news-related costumes, and we want our listeners to suggest them. I was thinking the simplest would be a simple blue T-shirt and screaming, "Don't tase me, bro!"
I like that one a lot. I'm predicting a lot of fat frat boys in Britney outfits, little sequin hot pants and bras. You know it's going to happen.
I think a little Ahmadinejad. The best suggestion I heard this week for a political costume is a John Edwards costume with a wig made of $400 bills. See the $400 haircut. Good one, huh?
Very, very nice. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about nuclear reactors. It's part of our series on nuclear technology. We're going to talk to one woman who can argue both sides of the debate very well. Her name is not Sybil, but she does understand both sides very clearly. We'll explain.
And we'll also be telling you to pull your pants up. Saggy pants, that is. Yesterday, you may have heard we talked about a new rap song that the city of Dallas is using as part of its push to get people, to young people especially, to pull their sagging pants up. But some of our listeners spotted a secondary, disturbing message in this song. We're going to parse the lyrics of this and talk about homophobia in hip-hop.
These stories, plus the ramble, we have the week in Iraq, and a look at some of the movies hitting theaters this weekend. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a moment. But first, here's the BPP's big story.